Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Kat from Dining at Disney, and I'm here with Kristen. Kristen, tell us about some travel deals.
Well, if you are a Disney Plus subscriber on a select Disney Cruise Line sailings, you can actually save. Right now, they have a special deal going on that third and fourth guests are going to sail free. Yes, that's right. Your third and fourth guests sail free with two full fare guests on select cruises that are going to be on the Disney Dream and the Disney Fantasy.
And how can people book these trips?
You can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast with your hosts, Kristen Hetzel, Bubba Alvarez, and Kat R. Corey.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I'm Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, travel expert, and lover of roller coasters.
Producer Al John Go, big Marvel DC. Did I say DC? Oops.
Uh-oh.
Marvel Star Wars and Disney
what?
Fan.
Where'd that come from?
I do like Shazam.
Batman's okay. The rest.
Batman's okay. Yeah.
Trash.
The rest I don't even want to talk about.
Hey, you don't even want to talk about Wonder Woman? At least the first one.
No, because I won't even watch it because I just find DC characters to just be ridiculous.
We are de-evolving really early in this show. But yes, Wars, Marvel, and huge Disney fan. Joined by...
I am Kat, experiential producer, film historian, practically perfect in every way. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click that notification bell.
Yeah. Oh my. Today we have a...
Oh my. Oh my.
Four Townies Unite.
Side.
Four Townies Unite.
Hey, by the way, did you see
we're gonna make you cry?
Did you see? Well, first of all, you know, our kids are totally down with that. Boo and Jack Jack. You know, they're down with that.
Of course.
We had I think it was the characters live, or it was a creators live or some animation live show where they had like Domichi and like all the creators of, you know, that along with Shang-Chi, the guy who played Shang-Chi. I'm having a break. Yimu Liu. Okay, so yeah, they were all there, and of course they had Four Town, like the actual singers and the voice actors for it, and they did like the live band Grammy performance style thing.
So cute.
Did you see it?
It was the golden thing, right?
It wasn't Golden Globes, no.
No. The Asian, the golden, I forget what they're called.
It's not the
Golden Globes, but it's a thing for Asian creators.
Yeah, Asian creators. Yes, that's it. So yeah, I was there, and of course they had like the live Four Town there, and they did like the ballad, and then they did a couple of the medleys, and I was showing our little boy. I said, "Hey man, you want to see this?" Because they just finished, you know, Turning Red again, and then he was like, "I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it." And then he saw it. It was like, "Ooh!" I was like, "You gonna dance, bud? You gonna dance, bud? Of course he liked it. It was really legit. Like, yeah. I thought it was straight out of like, you know, Backstreet Boys Millennium. You know,
kind of. So good.
It was good. Anyway, sorry. The show is really de-evolving.
We haven't talked about eating food yet.
I know. Well, we are. I mean, this, you know, it's Disney Pixar, so hey, there you go. Hey, gang. Should we tell the folks that this is the first show on Sorcerer Radio?
Sure.
Yes.
It's the first one on Sorcerer Radio.
If you're listening on Sorcerer Radio, thank you.
Yeah, it's the first sighting at Disney on Sorcerer Radio. So I hope you enjoy our rambles, because I'm sure there'll be plenty of them.
If you don't, I'm sorry.
I'm not.
Next time there won't be so many.
Yeah, there will.
I'll tell everybody what is on the show for what's on tap today, Kristen.
Yes, it is food news you can use, such as food-inspired Disney munchlings. There's also information on Earl of Sandwich over at Disneyland, a restaurant closing at Walt Disney World, Happy Meals, and of course, we're going to talk a little bit about Garden Rocks performers.
All right.
Okay. Food-inspired Disney munchlings.
Okay. So I went to Disneyland this past week. We'll talk about it another day. But I was like, there's only one thing in this world that I want, and it's a baked potato, Mickey Mouse shaped like a baked potato. Did I get it? Yes, I did. But you can get actual snacks that are shaped like the munchlings now. So, and they're so cute.
Insane.
Oh my gosh.
So in the most recent set, it's like fruit and veg. There's an angel acai bowl. And you can get an angel acai bowl at the Lottawatta Lodge at Disney's Blizzard Beach Water Park. It's an acai bowl. Comes a little waffle bowl with some fruit. Some little ears, like angel's ears. It's so cute.
I like the fruit on the head.
Yes, it's so cute. And then they have a Donald Duck almond sweet corn cake at the food cart near Cinderella's Castle at Magic Kingdom that was inspired by the Donald Duck corn elotes munchling. It's got a little bow tie on it.
Like it?
I'm deceased. And this last one is a cheat, but I'll give it to them because everybody likes carrot cake. But there's a Thumper spiced carrot cake munchling, which is like Thumper with like a little dollop of frosting and some ears made of carrots.
Yeah.
And they're pairing it with the, of course, carrot cake whoopie pie from the Trolley Car Cafe at Hollywood Studios.
Sure.
And that one you can get all the time. Because yeah, it's a favorite.
Yeah, I agree. That's a little cheaping out.
Yeah. But the other two, you can only get until March 31st.
Ooh, I like that. Hey, aren't these munchlings scented?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay, so hold on one second. Hold on. You guys, hold on.
Okay, for those of you without the
Kat
benefit.
Must have got one.
Though for those of you not with the benefit of video podcasting, which, by the way, you can on demand on Dining at Disney, wherever you find, well, actually exclusively on Spotify.
This is the video-based audio content that people have been asking for. So here, this is the Bambi as a lettuce wrap.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
She smells like air freshener, like bathroom air freshener.
Oh.
But she's very cute, so it's okay.
There you go.
And then the king of all munchlings. What?
Bambi, it's a boy, right?
Oh boy, whatever. Who cares?
That's what I said. Why is it a she? Why is it a she?
I mean, it's a Bambi. And then the king of all munchlings is Mickey Baked Potato.
Aww.
I love that. Now that I do love. Smells like bacon?
Not really.
It smells
like, you know, if you leave a bag of chips open for too long?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what it smells like.
Oh, like chips. Okay. Potatoes.
Stale.
Yeah.
Stale, oily rancid chips. Oil.
Oh, guys, come on.
I wish he smelled like bacon.
I was going to say.
But it's okay. He's so cute. It doesn't matter what he smells like.
Bacon bits are cute. Sure. Why not? Cute.
I need some of those.
You need some munchlings in your life?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The kids will steal them.
No, they won't, because they'll be in my office.
Okay.
And they are not allowed in mommy's office.
Well, I like that.
I have five now.
Oh
my gosh.
I have the Eeyore blueberry muffin. I have the Marie macaroon. And I have the Pluto peanut butter something or other.
Nice. So the munchlings.
And then these two guys.
The munchlings greater than Tsum Tsum?
Oh, I have so many Tsum Tsums.
I love Tsum-Tsums. I have all the Marvel Tsum-Tsums, all of them.
Uh-huh.
And like most of the Star Wars ones too.
Wow.
Wow, that's a huge collection, Kat.
Yeah.
You know, the Plo Koon is in the coffee cabinet because I think Sylvie came in here and got a hold of Plo Koon, and I found it downstairs. And I was like,
wondering why my Tsum Tsum was downstairs. I was like, I'm making coffee, Kat. I open up the thing and it's like, what are you doing? Plo Koon is like, Tsum Tsum's looking at me like, what are you doing in here? I was like, maybe Boo climbed upstairs. I'm pretty sure it was and got Sylvie. It in my office. Okay.
I think it was Sylvie.
That's amazing.
Cat. No.
She just like, she'll pick things up in her mouth. It can even be like the roll of toilet paper and she takes off with it.
Well, you know what,
Same.
You know what Dave Filoni would say to that?
What?
It's Plo Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Earl of Sandwich.
Shall I take this?
Go for it.
So after about a year of being absent from our hearts, but not our minds, Earl of Sandwich reopened today as we record this. This is the 1st of February as we record this. And so the Earl of Sandwich temporary location is open there at downtown district or downtown Disney district in Disneyland. And it is the former La Brea Bakery location, which is suddenly closed. Ooh, after earlier this month. But it is a small location. As you know, La Brea Bakery has got the little outdoor patio seating, etc. And they do have the sandwiches that everybody loves. So you can get everything you want. You're greeted from, you know, the typical John Montague, the 4th Earl of Sandwich.
Hey, I want to know what on the banner for outside, the spicy one, what does it say, the description?
Yes. The spicy side is available for a limited time. It's a spicy barbecue brisket, which is smoked beef brisket, barbecue jalapeno coleslaw, and pickled jalapenos. So that's legit, y'all.
That's mine right there. I'll take that.
Get it while you can for a limited time at Earl of Sandwich. So yeah, get your sandwich on over there at the former La Brea Bakery. Anyway, very good.
I've got some sad news.
Uh-oh.
Trails Inn Restaurant is ending table service.
Bum-ba-dee-da, bum-ba-dee-da, bum-ba-dee-da. Happy trails, Trails Inn.
So this is located over at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. It's over by Pioneer Hall, which is right where Hoop-Dee-Doo Musical Review is. And this place has been a table service restaurant for a very long time. This building actually opened in 1974.
The year of my birth.
Yes, I guess so, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to be, it's going to be closing. And they're going to be redoing this place.
Uh-huh.
So for into what, we don't know yet. It'll definitely be interesting to see how they reimagine this restaurant location. I'm hoping we see more good food. It's supposed to become a quick service place. That we do know. Mm-hmm. So... what?
I keep on thinking to myself, is it going to look like Connections Cafe, but with a bunch of wood?
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Can I sell coffee?
I'm sad to see it going away because I thought that was one of those places that you could get good food and nobody ever really knew about. It was like a hidden gem kind of place. Gym. Yeah. Because you could get like the same fried chicken you get for review. So it was
they share a kitchen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, cool. Well, gang, you know, if you're like me and you really enjoy McDonald's, especially for their fries, rejoice, because now you can get a Happy Meal with the Walt Disney 100th anniversary. See, I say 150th because my company's turning 150 years old.
Okay, well, Disney's not that old.
Now, the 100th anniversary Happy Meal, so you can get them while you can. Mickey and
so cute.
That's right. Mickey and friends are going to be there with their toys, specialty toys. So you get to have a, and honestly, I'm 100% on board with this because those toys look legit. You've got Minnie and Mickey in their car and it's kind of sparkly looking. So I'm sure they kind of infuse some glitter on there. You get, looks like Donald in the teacup, Daisy in what looks like Soren, perhaps, or something having to do with Spaceship Earth.
It looks like Soren.
Yeah.
What's in the background there? And then you look, it looks like there's another mini in some kind of Dino Rover. And maybe as I look, there's Goofy and something is happening in there. Not really sure. It looks like maybe it's a mine train or something. And then you have Pluto in a boat. And last but not least, it looks like there's something else, and I can't really tell what it is, gang. So go over there, check out all the gloriousness on HappyMeal.com, which is the official site for McDonald's Happy Meals, and it looks cool. Plus, you could also get, there's a Magic Kingdom poster with stickers and activities on the back. Mickey and Minnie at Epcot poster with stickers and activities, Mickey, Goofy, and Donald at Hollywood Studios. Mickey card game, it says. It's interesting. And a memory game. So I think there's just a lot of really cool things that they're doing to celebrate the entire year. And yeah, I'm down with that, guys. I'm down with that.
So, I wonder how many people are going to go in there and be like, get the one and be like, can I pay you to like give you me actually, the other ones?
Absolutely. You can do that.
You can actually go in, and I may just do this. You can actually go in and just buy all the Happy Meal toys.
Can I buy them like straight from McDonald's?
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Only specific ones they will make you buy the actual Happy Meal. Like I have a Star Wars set of like dark side toys from McDonald's that they were like, we can't sell you the toys, but if you buy the Happy Meal, we'll give you all the toys. And I was like, okay, I guess. I still did it.
Why not? Well,
why not? I mean, yeah, if they tell me that I need to buy a Happy Meal or two, I'll get to get all the toys. You know, I'm going to get them all.
I remember hearing with the 50th anniversary, people were just going in there and being like, I'll give you this much money if you'll give me like all of them that you've got.
Excellent.
It might be like gingerbread cookies, only 5 per person per transaction or whatever.
I mean, you throw money at somebody, everybody's got a price. So they say.
It's like $6 million man or the $1 million man. Everybody's got a price. Anyway, sorry.
Or as Rumpel would say, everything comes with a price, dearie.
Magic comes with a price, dearie. Okay. Well, gang.
Once upon a time.
Yes, rest in peace. Here is the rock and roll portion of our program. Yes.
Yay.
Epcot Flower and Garden Festival. Stop doing that.
I was going to say, I'm trying to go for it. The married couple.
Hey.
Yes, go ahead.
You stop. I'm in control now.
Okay, go ahead. Control, please.
I'm the captain now.
Control, okay, alt, delete.
Epcot Flower and Garden Festival. Garden Rocks concert series. Back in full swing, and we have a full list of those performers that you can enjoy. It starts on March 3rd with the first performance. It's going to be Journey's former singer, and that is going to be Steve Ogier.
Not to be confused with Steve Perry.
Ogieri.
Steve Perry was replaced by Steve Ogier, who may also sing Ogieri.
Why in the world? Like, what are the chances you're going to find two people with similar names?
Well, I don't know. But what I can tell you is that Steve Ogier looks like Steve Perry, but with a perm.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I
will just think about what Steve Perry looks like.
Okay. Any which way, we're going to go to somebody who's more current, and that would be Daughtry. Followed by Tommy DiCarlo. One of my favorites, Smash Mouth.
You're not letting me call up any of this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Matt, that's why I was trying to get that mouse from you so I could actually be prepared for this segment.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm like trying to read the list.
It's okay.
You're going to play it?
Well, I'm trying to, but okay. It's not going to work now because.
You can pull up. Let's see. We got Berlin coming up on the list.
Sure.
Okay, Kat. So March 17th is Mike. I'm going to let you take it.
Yeah, that guy. Mike Del Giudice, I'm going to say. I doubt that's right.
That was so bizarre.
I don't know who that is. You? Clearly not, since you can't pronounce his name either.
He's a bald man, if that helps anyone.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find him.
He's in Billy Joel's band.
Oh.
Oh. Wait, why don't you know that then, Aljon?
I don't know. I know Billy Joel. Okay, this is.
Let's keep going with the list. You need to just go down to the bottom with like Flock of Seagulls or something.
Well, oh, you're talking to me now? I don't know who you're talking to.
You.
This whole show has really gone down the toilet.
Oh my God.
I'll just keep reading the list. Blue Oyster Cult is new this year, followed by Berlin, which Kat wants to see.
Yeah. I would see Berlin.
The Pointer Sisters.
The three remaining Pointer Sisters. R.I.P. Anita, R.I.P.
Louis Figueroa.
Luis Figueroa.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That one I knew. ESO 21. Never heard of them.
TB.
They're new.
That's not a band. It's To Be Determined.
Truth.
What?
It's going nowhere fast.
Stop shaking your head.
The musician here is shaking.
Starship featuring Mickey Thomas. Don Felder, formerly of the Eagles. Switchfoot.
He'll be playing Hotel California.
Twice.
That should be pretty good. Mm-hmm. A Flock of Seagulls.
Right.
Jody Messina. Ambrosia with Peter Beckett, the voice of Player.
Ooh.
Cool and the Gang. Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noon. They have been doing this forever.
Mm-hmm.
Orchestra, starring former members of ELO. That should be pretty good. And they've been doing it for a long time. There's AJ Croce, Croce Players Croce, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Casting Crowns. Both those are new, as well as Jason Scheff, longtime lead singer of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Returning is Rick Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
Plain White Tees. The Spinners.
Nice.
The Commodores. Vertical Horizon, who I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Orlando. Simple Plan. Living Color and Wang Chung. Everybody have fun tonight.
Hey, we saw Wang Chung. Did we?
I don't know.
Yeah, we was like Wang Chung, everybody Wang Chung. I was like videotaping the whole thing. Hey, by the way, for those of you that don't know Player.
Oh my.
For whatever reason, now I'm having issues connecting Bluetooth with my system. This is just the worst. Hey,
we're falling apart here today.
So much Sorcerer Radio for having our very first show burned down to the ground. As intended. Hey, okay.
Hey,
so,
but we can only go up from here if it burns to the ground, right?
I guess.
Yes. We have to talk about something really serious now.
It's so funny because Sorcy was like, yeah, let's give it a try. And I said, great. No, we'll probably not be welcome back.
Hush.
Check this out. So this is it. Oh my gosh, it's not wanting to play, for heaven's sake.
Why don't you sing it?
Baby, come back. Any type of fool would see there was something in everything about you. That was it.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, see, I'm glad but sad at the same time that these 90s bands are starting to come in, because all that means is that the old music, there's less of them still alive to perform.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's more music I can relate to. And then the sad part about this, that means I'm getting old.
That's okay. I will say I'm very upset that there's one glaring absence from this list. Okay. Joey Fatone and Friends is missing.
Oh.
Is Joey Fatone and Friends going to be this April 3rd date? Because, like,
oh,
Joey Fatone and Friends are a staple of this. What's happening here?
It's me.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Maybe trying to see if they can work around whatever schedule they got going on.
Yeah. Well, Joey Fatone, we need you.
That's a shame. But it's okay. He'll get
back. It's all right.
He'll be, you know, if it's not him right now, it could probably be him for the fall, like Boys to Men.
The oh, yeah. Boy. Oh, yeah. And Hanson, too.
Joey Fatone, Hanson, you know, for Eat to the Beat concert series.
Yeah.
Hanson.
They still make hops.
Yeah. Yes, they do in Oklahoma.
There you go.
So back to Eat to the Beat as we veer precariously close to the edge of falling off a cliff. You can book reservations for Garden Rocks dining packages next week, starting February 9th.
Yay.
You can pick from a laundry list of restaurants: Oeschger House, Beer Garden, Coral Reef, Garden Grill, Le Cellier, Regal Eagle, Rose and Crown, and Spice Road Table. So there's like a nice price fluctuation from $35 a person all the way up to $95 a person to fit every budget. And each restaurant will include an appetizer, entree, and dessert, and or one full buffet, family-style meal where applicable, as well as non-alcoholic beverages, pie from Spice Road Table. Why doesn't Spice Road Table include non-alcoholic? I don't want to know. It's fine. There, at Spice Road Table, each meal will include two small plates, a shared dessert platter, and a non-alcoholic beverage. Oh, okay. So, that's why.
Okay. I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
I like the fact that there's a bunch of new performers as well as returning favorites. Mm-hmm. So there's opportunity for you to plan your vacation around seeing some of these favorite bands, like we may. Is there a band on the list, Kat, that you like in particular or that you'd be interested in seeing at some point?
Oh, well, whenever Simple Plan plays, I always try to see them. I've seen them live a lot of times. They're good dudes. I love them. They put on a great show. So I think I'd have to pick Simple Plan, closely followed by Herman's Hermits.
Yeah, that surprised me because I didn't peg you as a 1960s flower power band.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I listen to 60s gold constantly in my car. 60s gold, 50s gold, 70s on 7, Sirius Radio. Okay. That's me.
I don't mind it at all. I'm a big fan of Motown and golden oldies. Kristen is not a fan.
I'm not. I really prefer my music to start in the 90s.
My mother is, I drive her insane because, like, I'll get in my car and I'll put on 40s music. I'll straight up listen to, like, Glenn Miller. And she's like, what are you listening to? Like, it's music.
Like Frank Sinatra.
Oh, well, yeah, Sinatra. Yeah, all the Rat Pack guys and swing music.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's really cool. And
would you want to see out, John?
Well, you know, I really do like Daughtry a lot. And I think Daughtry is great. Smash Mouth is a favorite. Of course, Journey with Steve Ogieri. Journey, anytime I can see Journey, or at least members of Journey, is great. Vertical Horizon. I like Simple Plan too. Living Color, I've seen many times. Wang Chung, we've seen before. Rick Springfield, I think is great.
I think
and Jason Chef too, who took over, who actually was in Chicago longer than Peter Cetera, who he took his place.
Interesting.
Is really, really good. So I can imagine that Jason's gonna be singing all the old hits of Chicago during his era, which is pretty darn good, and the greatest hits from Chicago 17 as well. And earlier maybe. So there's a lot of really cool stuff there for sure. So there's so many. And Flock of Seagulls, come on. Ambrosia with Player. I mean, Cool in the Gang. Dude, I would be there every week if I could, because there's so many bands that I love. I love all kinds of music. So this is great.
Truth.
I would have to say outside Vertical Horizon, Smash Mouth, Switchfoot, I think I'd like to see as well.
Awesome. I like it. I like it a lot. Well,
I think we covered a lot of food news today.
We certainly did. I dig it.
Before we wrap up, I do need to say something today. It's my mother's birthday tomorrow, February 2nd.
Whoa.
My mother is my best friend because she's the only person in this world who will love me unconditionally. She's stuck with me forever.
Aww.
And I'd like to say happy birthday to her. I'm sure she's listening to the show. So happy birthday, Mom. I love you. And I'll see you in a couple weeks in Orlando.
Aww. Happy birthday.
Yay. I love that. Happy birthday, Mom. Happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah.
Well, there's a little applause there. Thank you for helping give birth to our little ball of joy cat here on the program.
Thanks for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. If you enjoy what we do, please consider supporting the show. You can do so by becoming a supporter on Anchor, or you can shop our links. We've got Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Stroller, and Garden Grocer. You can find them in the show notes or at diningatdisney.com. Adjon, you want to tell them more where they can find us?
Sure. Well, first of all, you can find me on social at AljonGo on Instagram, AljonRocks on Twitter. And you can also find us, I was going to say on our sister show, but hey, look, all things are awesome at the Disney List, and they will be, even though we did our final podcast last week, which you need to check up on and catch up. Kat, Kristen, and myself will probably still be doing little bite-sized content for the Disney List, so please watch that space. And then you can also find our sister show, Skull Rock Podcast, with myself and Dave Bossert, who's awesome, by the way. We're doing an amazing show with Ron Husband, who was the first black animator at Disney. I can't wait to share all of this awesome content with you, because he's amazing. And then don't forget, too, you can check out our girl Kat with Eat the Pictures. And her podcast comes out every week with another bite-sized portion of food and film. So be sure you check that out as well.
You can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe, at CAT_ASTROPHE. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks, and of course, the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Hi, Sorcerer Radio listeners, if you're listening on Sorcerer Radio. And for all your Disney, Universal, and cruise travel, contact Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Her services are free, and she will send you on the best vacation of your life. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.